AM.
It is breakfast on 729 AM with Brad and Vaughn until 9 o'clock, a few seconds away from 7:45. Time to chat labour law issues. I've got the lovely Samiksha Singh from Cliff Decker Hofmeyer Inc. on the other side of the line. Samiksha, did you remember your brolly?
Yes, and I can tell you one thing. I'm the 1% of the population who does not watch Game of Thrones, but I can tell you one thing, winter is coming.
It's exactly right. It's like I went to sleep in March and woke up in July. Well, very weird.
I know. But yes, the rain is always welcome, though.
Yeah, we'll take any drop that we can get. This is an interesting topic we're covering this morning, Samiksha, called poor performance. You know, it feels in a little way like how long is a piece of string, but we always say, and I've learned this from you and Gavin, there are policies in place, there are things that need to be done a particular way, and if they are not, then there are procedures that need to follow. So, yeah, this morning we're chatting around poor performance.
Yes, and in most cases, a longer procedure to follow for employers. But the LRA recognizes three legitimate grounds for dismissal: either misconduct, incapacity, or the employer's operational requirements. Hmm. And poor work performance is something that falls within a ground titled incapacity. And it is a form of incapacity whereby it is the unsatisfactory performance for failure to perform your work in accordance with the criteria set by the company. So this is something that would be determined by the company in terms of what your position is, what the required output, and the standard of performance expected of an employee in that particular position. Schedule 8 to the Code of Good Practice sets out guidelines for employers to follow in respect of dismissal for poor work performance.
Yeah.
You are entitled as an employer to have a disciplinary code and procedure, and that can set out the process and the substance in relation to poor work performance. But these are all principles derived from Schedule 8 to the Code of Good Practice.
Mm.
And in terms of the Code of Good Practice, an employer must prove that the employee failed to meet the required performance standard. The employee was aware or reasonably aware of the performance standard. And then given the reasonable opportunity to meet the performance standard, dismissal was an appropriate sanction.
Yeah.
So this envisages a time period to be extended to the employee by the employer in terms of informing the employee, firstly, that the standard of performance of the employee is below the standard required of an employee in that position, and then to provide the employee with reasonable time in which to improve that performance of the employee. This could be either in the form of training or counseling or inquiring from the employee what assistance that employee may require in order to adequately carry out his or her job requirements.
Yeah.
And only after a reasonable time where objectively evaluated, the employee has been given sufficient time to improve, and where necessary, the employer has provided assistance by means of training or counseling or whatever form in relation to giving the employee assistance, giving him or her the tools in order to carry out his job satisfactorily, then the sanction of dismissal can be considered by an employer for poor work performance.
Samiksha, obviously we watch on TV and someone says you're fired and you pack a box and you walk out looking all forlorn, but we realize that that's not how real life works. If you were to be told your performance is not up to standard, you didn't meet that performance standard, is this a case of there's a warning letter, then another warning letter, and then something else happens after that? Does this follow the standard procedure like that? In terms of once you've had the training or the counseling, as you've mentioned, and there's still no change, then what's the next step after that?
Well, it generally follows a process of poor work performance or performance management, where the employee would have been informed that been informed at the outset that they are concerned with his or her performance. Areas identified would be discussed with the employee in terms of where he or she is failing to perform. And then there would be a follow-up meeting where the parties would discuss if there is any improvement since the discussion with the employee and any other assistance that is provided by the company. If the employee during this performance management process still continues to fail in adequately performing in his or her position, then the progressive discipline will be utilized, in that there will be warnings that may be issued by the employer to the employee during this process as an indication that the performance is still unsatisfactory and it is not acceptable by the company. And unless he or she improves, then the employee will stand the risk of losing his or her job. In most instances, there are cases where employers may not necessarily issue warnings, but as part of the performance management process, indicate that the performance is unsatisfactory and the employee is provided with additional time to improve. And should this not improve, the employee will be called to a performance inquiry. Mm-hmm. But very much the same requirement as in all cases for dismissal in South Africa, procedural and substantive fairness. So there must be a process followed. There must be engagement between the employer and the employee before dismissal is considered. Because in our law, the courts require dismissal to be a sanction of last resort.
Samiksha, can one challenge that? If you're looking at hearing what is being said of you and you feel, hang on, I feel I am cutting, I am making the grade here, I can see what you're saying, I wish to challenge this, is that something that one can do?
This is the very purpose of the performance management hearings or the sessions that you would have with your employer, because it would be brought to your attention in relation to what is expected of you as to whether or not you are meeting the grade, so to speak, and then there would be a discussion. It could be a situation where the employee didn't fully understand what was required of her. There could be other circumstances that prevent the employee, for instance, from carrying out his functions to his full potential, or he or she might be overwhelmed by the volume of work.
Yeah.
And this is why it must be brought, it's part of procedural fairness, it must be brought to the attention of the employee, details must be provided, and it needs to start from the point as to what is the employee's position, what is his or her requirement, what is the output required, and the standard of output. And it should not come to the employee at the stage where there is poor performance. The employee should be aware at the outset as to what the standard of performance is required of them, and it shouldn't be discussed when it is only a problem, and that is why the Code of Good Practice makes mention of the fact that whether the employee was aware or reasonably aware of the standard of performance expected of him or her.
Samiksha Singh, thank you for bringing things so clearly to us always on a Monday morning. Samiksha Singh is Director of Employment Law at Cliff Dacre Hoffmeyer Inc. Stay dry and we'll connect again soon. Thanks so much for your time, Samiksha.
Thank you very much. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks. Bye. And Samiksha loves it if you send questions. She does. She always says, have the listeners sent me any questions? So she really does want to answer your questions, does Samiksha? So send through the questions so she can answer them on a Monday morning. You've got up to 10 minutes at your disposal to connect with two directors of employment law at a practice like Cliff Dacre Hoffmeyer Inc. So get your questions through to us. Send them via email to gospel@kpulpit.co.za. gospel@kpulpit.co.za. It'll make its way to me very, very quickly, and I'll make sure it gets to Gavin and to Samiksha. They'll do what they need to do. Monday mornings, they'll answer that question. So go ahead and send your question. Don't miss out on that. 6 minutes to 8 o'clock. Vanda standing by. She's got news for you at the top of the hour.